All right, guys, welcome back. Going into the final 30 minutes or so of Swan Song here. Adam, please tell us all about Heather.
Okay, so you're in a bar on Taxila Station on TVL 434, and it's loud as hell, and unlike the rest of the station, there's actually people here. There's like a good like dozen people in this like little, like, again, like cargo container, so maybe, you know, 4 meters long and like 2 meters wide. But it's dark. There's like a bar at the far end of it. There's neon on the walls. There's music playing through these like heavy speakers, and just kind of like pounding away. And when you come in, this is where like Heather said she would be. So you can meet her here. There's maybe a dozen people here right now, in kind of like small groups.
Okay. I approach every female in the bar, and I'm just like, "Hey, Heather, how's it going?"
Okay. All right. Well, after the first one or two, you kind of like hone in on the person you're looking for. Piani, you knew who they were looking for from the beginning, right? Because you looked it up. You
right. Know who this person is. But I wanted to just relish in the humiliation of Higgins doing that. So.
Okay. All right. Eventually you find a table where there's this woman sitting with a kind of like rough looking dude with a beard, and they're talking when you come up, and she, before you even get a chance to say like Heather, she looks and recognizes you, Higgs. What name are you gonna use with her? Like, what name would she know you by if not Higgs?
Hold on a sec. I gotta dig through the name list. And I also do this, like, I'm doing this in scene where I'm just like, I take a long breath and I'm just like, and then I say, I turn to Peony and I'm just like, the name's Jebediah. Call okay. me Jeb.
So that's what Heather says. She's like, "Oh, Jeb, it's so good to see you." And she like gets up and,
"Hey,
like,
how's it going, over. Heather?"
Throws her arms around you. So Heather is she's in her like mid to late 30s, like a spacer through and through. Like, she's got the jumpsuit, she's older than, like, looks older than her age because she's, you know, been out in space kind of living on the rough edges of the galaxy for a while. Seems like legitimately excited to see Higgs, and like throws her arms around. She's like, "Well, why don't you all come have a drink with me?" And like gestures to the table. She's like, "There's plenty of space. And hey, if there ain't, grab another table. There's nobody important in here." She's like, "Jeb, introduce your friends to me. What's going on? I haven't seen you in ages." Well, and like for you, just like mental blank.
I'm just like, yep, yep. Yeah, it was. You know, it was terrible how it the last time I saw you, but it's good to see you again. This is
She looks, when you say that, she looks at you, she's like, "Terrible? You kidding me?" And she like punches you in the arm. She's like, "That's the best score we ever had, plus everything that happened after." And she looks at her at like your friends and is like, "Yeah, we don't need to talk about that."
Yep, that's okay. God, what job? Anyways, this is okay. This right here is my personal guard. This is Mr. S. He's a good guy. He's my friend now. This is my my wife, Peony Pick, right here. I'm sorry.
Peony, how do you react to that?
Fucking hell.
You're muted, bud.
That, you know, that like sort of "I'm gonna fucking kill you later" look that Peony often has on her face. It's pretty much that.
That wives often give their husbands.
I was gonna say, yeah, so you're playing into the game. Okay. Yeah.
This is our business manager, Prosper. True is the last name. Prosper True.
I reach out to shake her hand.
She puts her hand out like...
Oh, yeah. No, I grab it and I say, "Enchanté, mademoiselle."
Yeah, she laughs. She's a little tipsy, you can tell. The bearded guy is kind of just sitting at the table scowling.
Mm-hmm. Be careful with that one, Heather. He can be a little fatherly sometimes. It's kind of weird. It's just weird. Just, I'm letting you know. Anyways, Heather, you said he had a job for old Jeb.
Fatherly, baby girl.
Shut the fuck up, Prosper.
It's Odette Rainier all over again. So she's like, "Oh, we talk business later. Let's get caught up." And she gets you to sit down, like orders drinks for everybody, and it's this weird, like watery, kind of like really artificial tasting, like, you know, condensed out of like illegal stills, like booze. It tastes terrible, but you know, whatever. It's what everybody's drinking.
Okay.
And she like lights a cigarette and. Over the pounding of the music, and again, like you can hear this like kind of high pitched, sort of it's all in Mandarin, like high pitched woman like vocal, and it keeps like the name like Nika Starlight keeps coming up, and you keep getting like ads about her, and like Piani, you can hear it, like her tour and music is getting promoted really hard, and like that's all that's playing in here right now, Yeah, so she kind of gets you caught up on what she's been doing. She tells you a bunch of stories that have, like, next to no context for you. She keeps referring to people that occasionally you recognize, but...
Yeah, I just play it off. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do my best. If I get the idea that she's attached to a person, I'm just like, oh, yeah, how's so-and-so doing, or blah, blah, blah. Using the same name she's used the entire time.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, this is a thing that you know how to do. And why don't you make a let's make a persuade check.
Okay.
See how that story goes over. If anybody else wants to help, anyone who has persuade wants to like, you know, try to keep things friendly or whatever, you're welcome to do so.
Anyone else want to roll?
Prosper is not a persuasive man.
No.
I do I recognize the situation and I try to do my plastic smile and I mean, I'm wearing my visor, so it's not. I'm not smiling, but I'll add things like, "Yes, I too would like to know how that person is doing." Yeah. So
every now and then, I'll throw to.
It's like talking to a friendly Terminator.
Yeah. So I'll roll to see if I can help him.
Okay.
I don't have persuade, which is what this is, right?
Yeah. So you just roll with charisma.
I'm at minus or charisma. I'm at zero for all that stuff.
Yeah, it's minus one if you don't have the skill, so it'll just be 2d6.
Okay.
Minus.
8.
Okay, nice. Yeah, you do help.
Nice. 10.
Excellent.
Didn't need it.
She, well, yeah, like, it's an 11, so she just, like, she just buys in.
No, no, that's, just, like, that's already plus 3, so 10. It's 10.
Oh, it's with the plus 3. Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah. Yeah, 10, yeah, it's fine. Like, she completely buys whatever bullshit. Like, she's, you get the impression, and this is a thing that maybe Sicarian, you notice this more than Higgs does, there's an edge of desperation to it. Like, she wants to believe there's a friend on the station, where she's like,
okay.
Oh, thank God this guy is here. And, like, maybe some level of her psyche is like, wait a second, he doesn't remember, like, Joe John? Well, shit, we were like, it was a big deal. Like, how does he not remember this guy?
But I personally calm to Higgs then and say, there's an air of desperation to her, so you can treat that as you would.
You text it to me? Yeah. Send me a text?
Well, I just calm. I can internal comms to you. I got my visor up and stuff.
Yeah, Higgs, but Higgs doesn't have, like, a earpiece or anything, like...
Then I texted to him, I guess. Yeah.
So when there's like sort of an opportunity, if Piani can make some eye contact with Heather and kind of shrug her off to the side to maybe have a private conversation.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. I think that she's like, at some point she gets up and is like, I gotta go powder my nose. Looks at you. Piani's like, you want to join me, honey?
And I just nod and go off. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. So the two of you head off to the back where there's like an entrance to the like washrooms.
Sure.
As they leave, my you know posture turns to the bearded man, and there's like a momentary pause as I go. So, friend, what is your story? You look like you've been around the places.
Yeah. All right. So he just gestures to himself. He's like, "I am Igor. I work on station." That's it.
Ha ha ha! That sounds awesome. How do you know the missus?
He's like, we met in garage. I fix ship.
Ha ha! And then I text Mr. Higgs. Forget him.
So you say that, you text to Higgs and you look up and you notice like he reaches up and he like wipes his like canine tooth, and you notice like a blue smudge on his finger.
And then right there next to this?
Yeah,
fucking god, shit.
So I look at him, and I become like rigidly, stoically still.
And he doesn't notice because you're still like visor down.
Right, I'm just looking at him. And I say, what can you tell me of the space station in terms of perhaps recreational drugs that they use here?
He laughs. He's like, you talk funny, like a police officer.
No but shit, Igor. Good call, brother. Good call.
Tell me about the
fucking
drugs.
Mr.
You're powdering your nose. You shut your face.
Yeah, he says, yeah, you talk funny, like police officer. You want drugs? Yeah, don't ask Igor. Igor does not know anything about drugs. And while he's saying that, he's like fumbling around in his like utility vest looking for something.
And I kind of keep looking at him. And okay. Nothing else, I guess.
So in the meantime, in the facilities, Heather and Piani have a moment alone. So she's in front of the mirror and she's like puffing up her. She's got like a hillbilly kind of bouffant and like a mullet. So she's like adjusting her bouffant, like kind of
combing
at it.
So like she's in the mirror, and I mean up to this point, like she hasn't really heard a word out of Piani, and all of a sudden she just hears Heather. Now, I don't know what kind of gig you are trying to play on my husband, Wilbur Higgs, but I just need you to know that I do not give a fuck about any of the stuff that happened in the past, but he is my man, and if I see you even taking one look at him, if I think you are having impure thoughts, I will kill you, bitch.
12.
So. All right, yeah, roll a persuade there.
All right, plus one
with your charisma.
7.
Okay, all right.
I get a plus one for charisma too.
Well, you get whatever your charisma is.
Oh, well, because my persuade is 1,
so that's plus 2, so 8.
Yeah, 8.
All right, so she puts her hands like palms down on the counter next to the dirty sink, takes a breath. Turns her head over to you, and she's like, oh, shit, honey, that day's passed. I don't want that old dog no more. I just got a job, see? I got some cargo on the station.
My ship... guys look like Southern ladies. This is,
I know. This is my she's not so good right now. I could use some money, but I'm not going to get that money till I get these parts off the station. And I figure, well, old Jeb, I know he got a ship. He always got a ship. And if he can get the parts off the station, he gets paid, I get paid, and I can get the fuck out of here. Because I got to tell you, that planet, the jungle one, all the crystals, I never know go back. That place is dangerous.
Honey, what do you need us to do?
Well, you know what? I grew up learning we let the men talk about these things, but I'm going to tell you, it's dangerous. It's a dangerous job, but you seem like a tough lady to me. So here's how it is. Now, I got some mining equipment. It ain't Riley in my name. I'm not going to say I stole it, but maybe it fell off the back of a truck someplace. Anyway, I got some buyers for it up in Gunhild's system. So y'all take it up there for me and you sell it. You can keep a cut of the profit. I get some of mine. I can fix my ship and me and my new boyfriend and the Taylor Swift. We're going to get the hell out of here.
How much money exactly are you talking, dear?
It's like, well, I figure your cut probably around 30K. That sound like good money to you?
Piani just laughs. She's like, girl, maybe you don't understand the value of Jebediah and the Swan Song and the crew members, but... we're worth a lot more than a measly 30,000 credits. I think maybe if you'd make it, say 50,000, we might at least consider it. I could talk to my husband.
make a persuade check.
Okay.
Or a business check if you have that skill, which I'm sure
I don't. Do not have. I would rather make
it. All right, so you're going to persuade her on your charm.
9.
Okay. All right. So she's like, oh, 50 seems awful steep, but hell, I like you, girl. And she like, are you still in your wheelchair?
I mean, was I still able to get to my? Yeah,
I think so.
Then absolutely.
So I think she's like, oh, hell, I like you, girl. And besides, I always try to give a little extra for the disabled. And she like gives you a big hug.
I totally eat that shit up. Like, well, maybe sometime I'll tell you about my accident. I don't think Jebediah wants to talk about it, but.
So she puts her hand out, and she's got her big, long, red, fake nails. Puts her hand out, and she's like, well, let's shake on it then.
But sure enough, yeah.
Okay, so you shake her hand. She's like, well, hooey, let's go get drunk. And she, like, wheels you back out into the bar.
And then, you know, as we return back to the bar, in a very sitcom-esque way, I do the whole... All right, guys, so I talked to Heather in the bathroom, and I need to talk to my husband, Jebediah, for just a second about the job that we are going to take and get paid handsomely for. Pull.
As she does this, I'm just like, oh, for fuck. Just like this.
So, when Heather comes back, she, like, sits down in Beardo's lap, and they just immediately start making out. So you're welcome to slip away. Sakiri and Prosper, what are you doing? There's things happening around you.
I guess as they go away to talk business, I just sit there and watch them make out.
You see, every now and then you have like a little fog visor come in, just like by the front.
No, he's not aroused by this at all. He's like contemplating if he can get away with killing them, I guess.
He's making the plan to kill everybody in the room.
Yeah. Okay.
Prosper, you're doing
it. What about you, Prosper? What are you doing?
I think Prospero is enjoying, like, a martini.
Okay.
Or whatever passes for a martini on this station, you know.
Sure. Yeah, bathtub gin martini.
Yeah. I figure I'm just sitting at this. I'm sitting at the same table with like Higgs and Heather, I guess is Sakarian and the Beardo sitting at the other table.
You're all. It's like one. Yeah. It's basically like two tables that have been shoved together. They're round tables, so you're kind of just around. You're nearby.
Yeah. So I'm just enjoying the atmosphere, taking it slow, making sure I keep an eye on what's going on around. I mean, it doesn't seem like a terribly threatening situation, right?
No. I mean, that's your call, but no.
Yeah. So, okay. I'm relaxing, but, an attentive, relaxed state.
Sure.
I'm on the clock.
So, out on the causeway, Piani and Higgs, what's this conversation look like?
So, I mean, I give the rundown. I tell her that she was going to pay us $30,000, and that I worked out that we would get paid $50,000, and all we have to do is transport some stolen goods.
Okay, I sit there and just listen attentively. I don't see much, and I just got my arms at my hips, and I'm just facing the with back to you, just staring up, and I'm just like, I am so fucked right now.
I also did it in the Southern accent, I haven't broke that with you yet.
Okay. Yeah, I still say the same thing, and I'm just kind of like sitting there thinking. I don't say much. I'm like, your accent's a little, it's pretty, you got to work on a little bit, but it's a good job, Piani. Let's go back inside. I just go back inside.
Honey, you need to work on just being a good husband. So least of my worries, the accent.
Like, yeah, well, you could lose a few pounds, too. Go and put yourself in. Just, like, get back inside.
I go back to the moment. I make a note on my comp pad that the moment I get back to the terminal, I drop his throttling to 10%.
I'm gonna predict it right now. Episode Swan Song, episode 24, a very special wedding episode of Swan Song. Mm-hmm.
Why the fuck can I not check my email?
I love you, baby. Oh boy. All right, so you go back into the bar, and by this time Heather has climbed off of her boyfriend's lap, has ordered another round of drinks, so there's drinks all over the table, and so looks at you, Higgs, when you come back, and is like, well, shit, Jeb, looks like the deal's made already. Us women folk, we got it sorted out. We're going to use your ship, get some goods out of the system. You make yourself some credits.
Heather, let's go get a drink real quick. I'll help you bring the drinks over. We'll go get a round real quick. Join me at the bar.
She looks at you. She's like, do I hear shots, Jeb?
Okay, yes, you convinced me.
Woo! And she like gets up and like runs off to the bar.
Yeah, I kind of just like roll my eyes and jog over to the bar as well.
Okay.
All right. And I place the order for whatever shots. Bartender, can we get? And then I'm like, Heather, what are we drinking? What are we having?
Yeah, she orders something.
Okay.
Like some kind of moonshine.
It's like the exact same drink, just in a shot glass.
Yeah, totally. It's just the alcohol.
So now, you've got the one. Adam.
Thing. Yes.
Prosper, actually, he takes a look around. He walks over to Sicarian and says, Mr. Sicarian, do you think the situation here is under control?
Absolutely.
I believe I will return to this one song for a moment.
For the first time in like the last 15 minutes, he kind of breaks contact with the bearded guy and kind of looks at you and says, you want to head to the ship by yourself?
Oui. It is time that I meet the first crew member.
Ah, okay. That's what you call masturbation. That's completely fine.
I knew you would understand, Monsieur Sicarian.
Yes.
So I just, you know, I head on back to the ship.
Okay. All right. So at the bar, Heather and...
Yeah, as we're waiting for the drinks, I'm just like, so, Heather, what was our last job? I'm drunk. We've had a lot to drink. What was our job exactly that we pulled off? You remember?
So she gets all like up in like up close to you and like puts her hand on your chest. She's like, oh, honey, if you need me to remind you what the last thing I pulled off was. And she like looks over at the bathroom door and then looks at you.
Well, I mean, she is in a wheelchair. She's not going to be that. Okay. Yeah. Yep. She's not going to be that fast. We're good. Here, I'll meet you over there in like 5 seconds. All right. Well, minutes. Minutes. Turn the cameras back on. Might have to restart the call. And then I basically just say like, yeah, I'll meet you in 5 minutes.
Okay. And then where are you going to go?
I wait for all the drinks, go drop the drinks off at the table. Mm-hmm. And then, as I drop them off, I kind of like walk by Piani and get down on wheelchair level. And I'm just like, Piani, I need this. Don't act out. Just for fuck's sake, just be cool about it. Okay. All right. Just, I'll be right back. Just be cool. And I go join Heather in the restroom.
Okay. All right. So the two of you disappear into the washroom. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So Sicarian and Russian boyfriend are at the table. Mm-hmm. Piani is at the table with them. There's a whole bunch of like shots.
But I see them go to the bathroom, right?
You see them disappear. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna definitely be following up on that.
Okay. And then, Prosper, you're headed for the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, Piani, what do you want to do? You want to?
So, did I know that Prosper was heading for the ship? Like, was I there?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, you were there for that. Like, it's loud and stuff. But
so we weren't at the bar. And they were
no,
at the table.
You guys are at the table. That's what bought Higgs and Heather the minute alone to be like, let's go to the bathroom.
God, I really don't want Prosper to talk to Pi alone, but I really don't want Higgs to get any either. fuck.
It's okay, Piani. I'm just going to go have my own private moment.
AI and hard
it's
place.
Okay. I've got it. So I'm going to walk over to that door. And I'm going to fucking...
Walk or wheel?
I'm going to wheel over that door, and then I'm going to, like, wheel 3 revolutions backwards.
As she gets to the door, I'm already coming outside and be like, well, that was quick. I'm like, oh, I knew you couldn't make it over here fast enough, old faithful.
All right, well, if that's the case, old then faithful. I reel forward. And I wanna confront Heather.
Okay. All right.
I'm so, totally oblivious to anything going on
Higgs,
behind me.
Yeah, Higgs comes out first, buttoning up his trousers, and then Heather comes out behind him and sees you and kind of gives you this look like, what's going to happen?
You fucking bitch! Right. Did I not just have a conversation with you just about, oh, I don't know, 10 minutes ago where I told you what I was going to do if you laid a fucking hand? No, if you laid a thought on my husband, what the fuck do you have to say for yourself, girl?
In the background, so she, Mr. Sakari puts his arm up and kind of turns around and is like... Oh.
So she kind of like shrugs and like gives you the hand and is like... She's like, if you could hold on to your man, he wouldn't have been in there with me, Wheels.
Oh, shit, dude.
Oh, as this is happening, fucking like, I'm walking next to Mixer S and I shoot him the finger gun.
Piani gets out of her wheelchair and she's like, what did you say to me, you bitch?
I think she like, goes for your hair or something. Yeah. So the interior of the bar quickly becomes a rowdy bar fight. As soon as any amount of like aggressive behavior happens, Igor like picks up a chair and throws it at somebody.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah, you want to?
This
you wanna
moment was waiting. I was waiting for okay. this moment. So.
All right. So he's like, he sees that they're gonna fight, and he's like, he gets up, like rolls up his sleeves, and then
he gets that far, and I'm gonna cut his throat. and I was waiting for it too.
Escalation Sicarian. Don't do drugs or I'll kill your ass.
Yeah, fight was starting. Yeah, that's right. It's the new DARE pulse.
Yeah, DARE to get knifed in the throat.
So yeah, I was looking over here, but like under the table I had my plasma projector ready to go, but instead of using that just with the confusion starting up, I just kind of pull out my knife, just swipe it across the table at him.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to roll. Like, you just get him and cut his throat, and he falls on the ground. The whole thing turns into a brawl.
Okay.
So we fade down on the brawl and fade up on the swan song. So Prosper, you return to the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Pi opens it up for you. Come on aboard.
And I walk in and I go back to my own room. And like, you know, I take down and field strip my weapon and just make sure that it's all clean and everything and set it aside. And then
So actually Pi comes on over the speaker, and is like, is everyone else dead?
And I say, Pi, hang on, I need to figure out what exactly it is. That I'm looking.
I think Steven's mic just went off.
Yeah, he muted himself. He's typing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I say, Pyatt, it is very nice to meet you. Do you enjoy music?
I do.
Are you familiar with the Flower Duet from Lakme?
So... Pi has been...
I like Teenage Dream by Katy Perry.
Yeah. Pi has been seeded with a whole bunch of, like, French, like, cultural stuff. Mm-hmm. And you've been briefed on what the information, like, data package that Pi has.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, if that's in there, sure.
Should be.
Yep. Okay.
So, yeah, I start playing, I ask Pi, you know, would you please play the Flower Duet from Lakme?
Okay.
And, yeah, you know, beautiful music.
Starts to play tinnily over the speakers.
Yeah, beautiful music starts playing on the on the cabin. In fact, I can even drop this in chat. Just so you guys can go listen to it.
And then Mr. Prosper drops his pants, looks into the mirror.
Ties a
belt
around the neck.
Pi. L'enfant. Nobody has died yet. Everybody will be coming back. It was a very productive visit.
cross screen to the guy getting his throat slit on the table.
While the flower duet is playing. Slow motion,
like Zack Snyder style, like bar fight, securing, throwing people over tables.
Absolutely.
Mr. S is just walking out whistling. And, he's outside finishing his drink.
And I say, L'enfant, my name is Prosper. I'm very interested in entities like yourself. But right now, I'm most interested in your companions. Can you tell me about Victor Kovacs?
Victor Kovacs? Accessing.
He was a terrible character who didn't do much.
He was played by a jack. So I think that we have this like very like placid scene of like Prosper talking to Pi, and then on one of the monitors, kind of in the background, a kind of like highlight reel of like Victor Kovacs footage from the ship starts to play, and the camera slowly like pans down and zooms in on it, and then we like fade to credits there.
Black and white of him inside of Mr. Higgins.
Yeah. Slow-mo like pulling it together. Awesome. Yeah, that's a great ending there. So like just like Victor like pulling the glove on and snapping it for the last time.
Oh my god. All with this music is just perfect. I imagine the throat cut, the like sit down, like it really
slow motion bar fight. Yeah.
Slow motion like horribly bloody like jugular slice bar fight, and then snap back to the like, tell me about Victor Kovacs.
There you go.
Oh my god, so good.
There you go.
It's very Clockwork Orange.
It is. Yeah. It is. All right, cool. Well, we'll let you guys know when we're playing again. Let's do some shout-outs here, then we'll close out the show. Jeff, shout-outs away.
Always so fun. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to my buds for doing this. This is awesome. Just to put it out there in the interwebs, I know a lot of the fans are cross-pollinated, but I will not be playing StarCraft II or doing any of that kind of stuff until I'm back. And I'll be back home in like January 2nd. So until then, it's Solemn and Swan Song and Christmas. And then, of course, I'll follow my Twitter, EG in Control. It's where a lot of my updates go. All of them, pretty much. I'm pretty open about sharing everything that goes on there. And lately, that's Warhammer and movies and friends and family and that kind of stuff. So thanks a lot.
Awesome. Oh, I love that camera freeze. That camera freeze is perfect.
It froze again?
Yeah. Oh, it's perfect.
You were like, good freeze, though. You
it's
got,
great.
You got good freeze
it's going. Great. Adam, do some shout outs.
Thanks for coming, everybody. Jeff, thanks for making time on your family vacation to come and play Swan Song with us. It was a good one. I think this might be the silliest session so far. I think you're all still infected with Maid syndrome, but it was a good one.
No, you just let me talk the most, I think.
Actually, yeah, this is a very Higgs-focused
episode. That's all it was.
It's nice to know that in the year 3200, the customer service phone trees are so fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Just totally full of shit.
They've perfected the irritation factor.
Yeah, really. Just so great. But yeah, I'm super excited for more episodes. And yeah, thanks for coming. And as usual, if you're one of the rare people that doesn't already know this, the place to follow me is Twitter at Skinny Ghost. Please do. And because everybody is asking me, yes, I'm doing a GM turn. I forgot to do one last week because I was super busy, but I'm going to do one on Sunday this week. So get the universe caught up with the players. So tune in for that on my Twitch channel, which is just Adam Coble.
There you go. Wheat, do some shout outs.
What's up?
Sorry, I thought you were frozen and I was just like,
no, you know, I was actually counting the number of roles that we had today, just because it was like a good
story-driven
show.
Yeah.
This was a lore episode for sure.
Yeah, I love to do this show, you guys, so thank you to my co-cast and, of course, Adam for DMing. It's a highlight of my week when it is a weekly thing, and we've been doing pretty good lately, so let's keep it up, guys. Happy holidays. I have Twitch Weekly tomorrow. We'll be doing an 8-Bits on Sunday. We'll be talking about our games of the year, and you know we're all fucking crazy when it comes to that, so tune in if you want to hear the weird shit. That's
there
it.
There you go.
That's it.
Last but not least, Steven, do some shout-outs.
Yo. So you can follow me on Silent Osiris on Twitch and Twitter. Twitter is where you're going to find most information about me these days. We've got a Wes Marches show coming up on Saturday, right, JP?
Yep.
So you can see me there. For those of you in chat who are asking, I am a tenor, and I do have a Bachelor of Music.
Wow.
Is, it's what only I studied a matter of
time before we get him to sing in French.
You know, I very much contemplated having Prospero be a guy, or Prosper, rather, being a guy who would sing French chanson. But I'm actually really enjoying where I'm moving with the character. I wasn't, like, I knew sort of the background of the guy, and then I rolled him up in, like, the half hour before the show today, and still trying to figure out, like, what kind of a character he is. But I think it's been cool.
Awesome. Steven, I'll tell you, I'm an out of practice baritone, and I know all the lyrics to Dies Irae, so maybe we should talk.
There you go.
Wow.
Oh shit.
We can just do Dies Irae on stream.
It'll be the role play musical.
The musical,
because
musical episode.
If you didn't know, I sang Hakuna Matata when I was like fucking 7 years old in my school choir. So I am on the same level as these two.
We can get Shannon in. We've got Wheat, like, you know.
Yep. I'm in. Yep. I'm in.
Jeff can play the drums.
I can absolutely do nothing musically. I can play a stereo. So
there you go. That's what works.
There you go. There you go. I'm just thinking about a role play musical. Steven, no other shout outs?
That is all.
All right.
Thanks to you guys, everybody.
Cool stuff. I'll do all my shout outs after the show. That's it. I don't have anything to say. We're out. Thanks, everyone, for watching, and we'll let you guys know as soon as possible when we're going to be playing next. Bye-bye. Have a great night.
Bye, everybody.